The pickup trucks and cars adorned with Confederate and American flags flapping in the air were hard to miss as they rolled down Franklin Street. As the caravan came to a stop, one woman got out of her truck with a flag wrapped around her waist. Others sported rebel caps and Confederate t-shirts.
When we get up there, we're going to stand together and we're going to form a circle around them.
In the parking lot, dozens of protesters nodded their heads as organizer Gary Williamson went over the game plan and reminded them why they're there.
Them men died, and this school ought to stand up for that monument up there because this is part of their history too. These are the men that died from that school.
Absolutely.
Why they would not honor that, I don't know.
Williamson is talking about a bronze statue called Silent Sam. It sits on one of the most visible lawns on campus and honors UNC alumni who fought and died in the Civil War. But not everyone sees that heritage as honorable. Earlier this year, the statue was vandalized with the words KKK and murderer. To many students, the statue of the Confederate soldier raising a gun is a symbol of white supremacy. And they made that clear to people quietly marching toward the statue with Confederate flags in hand.
Go home. We hate you. Go home. Everybody hates you.
One man yelled profanity and stuck out his middle fingers.
You're embarrassing yourselves and your neighbors.
Then, as they got closer, more angry protesters. A lot more. The counter-protesters yelled, "This racist statue has got to go." Several police officers stood guard. The statue was barricaded by metal fences that separated the two groups on either side. On one side, they sang Dixie.
Look away, Dixieland.
On the other, chants like Black people built the South. Silent Sam supporters like Gary Williamson scoffed. He says his ancestors fought for freedom.
There were so many things that we fought for that had absolutely nothing to do with racism or slavery. And they have no idea or anything about that. They go onto propaganda websites off of Facebook or whatever, and they read that, and they get mad and stomp their feet.
If there's one thing that racists love, it is to be heard, even if they are wrong.
Leah Osei is a first-year pharmacy student at UNC Chapel Hill and one of the main organizers of the counter-protest. She says Silent Sam needs to go.
It will come down eventually, and they know that. That's why they're coming here.
The legislature recently passed a bill that would make it harder to get rid of statues and memorials. Silent Sam has been the target of many demonstrations by students who argue that they haven't felt supported by the administration.
I think it's regretful that that's the way that they perceive things.
Winston Crisp is the vice chancellor for student affairs. He says several UNC staff members were present to make sure protesters felt safe and that he understands the monument is divisive.
And there are lots of different viewpoints, and at a public university, all of those viewpoints get to be aired.
Even if it gets a little heated.
We are not racist.
Okay, good. Then go home. Then go home. I don't care about what you have to say. Go home.
A little later in the afternoon, a few counter-protesters made their way to the other side to confront demonstrators supporting the monument. They got into debates over history, the Confederate flag, and white privilege.
I'm speaking.
If you fact-check me, you're
I'm
wrong.
Speaking.
You're wrong.
Most of the United States' wealth was based upon these people who were working, for slavery.
That's a fallacy. I'm sorry.
The reason why
how many slaves were in the South? Do you know?
The protesters supporting Silent Sam stayed at the statue for about 3 hours, debating and talking with students. When they decided it was time to go, some of them took one last look at the monument and saluted. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.